Blog Talk Radio.
It's like
you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
We worship you.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line. That's Guilty of Loving and Serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. This is your girl, Sister Alexandra. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Amen. Today is Friday. Yes. And today our topic is our annual spiritual checkup. Amen. So we are going to talk about the annual spiritual checkup today. It's going to be fun. And I'm glad you guys tuned in because at the end of our sermon today, we are going to talk about the month of May. I'm so excited to share this with you guys. The love call for the month of May. We are going to have a good old time. So I want you guys to make sure that you are here for the next 4 weeks and the month of May. It is going to blow your mind. You have never been to a love call like this. So make sure that you tune in every Friday so you can get some of that love, because you know we can never not have enough love. That's what we are supposed to be, love. And if the world had more love, we would have less of what's going on right now. So we're going to have single men, single women, and married couples, and we're going to explode you guys with love, okay? So when you go out and meet people, that love light will shine, and they will be like, why are they so happy? Why are they showing so much love? What's going on with them? They don't know what they're missing out on. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open up with our prayer. We're going to go ahead and bless the prayer line because we take nothing for granted here. Amen. And we're going to start off like this. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, the life, and let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen, amen, amen. I receive the power of love and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right or power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind, because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your position against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. God has a place for you, a space for you, a race for you, and a pace for you. And God will see you through. And you want to always remember this, like, I am all right, and I am God's highest form of creation. Amen. I am all right, and I am God's highest form of creation. Believe it and receive it. Amen. We are the most sought out people, God's chosen. We are God's chosen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. Amen. And we are going to go ahead and bless again the prayer line with the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the prayer rain. And it goes like this. I am a branch in the vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine because I abide in him. I am full of the fruit of the Spirit. I am full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because the grace of God is upon my life as the light of his glory, I am full of divine favor. I am a partaker of all heaven's spiritual blessings. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. In faith, I overcome ungodly, weary, anxiety, heaviness of spirit, sorrow, depression, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. In faith, I have overcome all the tricks of the devil, for it is written, greater is Jesus Christ that dwells in me than the devil that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In righteousness I am established. I am far from oppression, for I shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near me. The Lord shall cover me with his feathers, because I have made him my dwelling place. Evil shall not befall me. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and surely the Lord will always deliver me from the snare of the fowlers. God has made me a beneficiary of divine help through the stripes that were laid on Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, I have right standing with God. Through Jesus Christ, I have access to the throne grace of God to find peace with God. I have prosperity, for God will no longer withhold any good thing from me. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So we are going to go ahead, amen, and get started now. And our topic today, annual spiritual checkup. Amen. And before we get started, we have a word from our host, assistant host, and that is Sister Kendra. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Once again, I would like to say welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. So come on in where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us today at Salt of the Earth. Now turning back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Kendra. Amen. So again, our topic today is annual spiritual checkup. We're going to start off by asking, are we obedient to the word of God? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Matthew 22:37-40.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen. So each year, many of us go through a physical checkup or a performance preview or review at our job. Perhaps we do a financial checkup, like at tax time. We just did that, 2 weeks ago? But how often do we take time to renew our spiritual life? Amen? Those who are saved by grace are called to grow in grace. As disciples of Jesus, we are here to live a life of love. Love for God and love for our neighbor in the power of the Holy Spirit. Too often in the busyness of our day-to-day lives, we let other priorities crowd out the two highest priorities Jesus gave us. So we just want to make sure we are still on our path to salvation with Jesus. Amen. And we will tweak or adjust where we need to, so we'll stay compliant with his word and his will. Amen. Just as Paul prayed for the Ephesians, we pray for you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glory's inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his great might? Amen. So here we go. You want to ask yourself these questions, okay? Then we'll know where we stand and what we need to tweak and what we need to, like, give a little bit more attention. This is 2022. So again, this is just a spiritual checkup. No one is judging. We just want to see where we are, and we just want to tweak it ourselves. Or we have a pen or paper, we can write it down, and we can work on these things. Amen. So we can make sure we stay on our path. Amen. So, do I love God with all of my heart, soul, and mind? This is a question only you can answer. Do you love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind? Whether we realize it or not, we all have certain priorities in life, and some things are more important to us than others, and those that are more important shape our lives in significant ways. This is true for the day-to-day laborers, as for the corporate executives. For better or worse, our priorities are slowly turning us into a certain kind of person and shaping our destinies. Jesus says the first and greatest of God's commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This passage is a foundational command for our relationship with God. We are to become God-centered people. He is to be first in our lives above everyone and everything without exception. From this, all other priorities will find their place. Loving God wholeheartedly lies at the heart of spiritual health. And the more we love him, the healthier we are. Number two, how is my personal relationship with God? How is your personal relationship with God? Do you have a relationship with God? That's very important. Amen. If we are children of God, we don't just go to church. We have to have a spiritual experience, relationship with him. Amen. We can't just go get the word and leave him out. We can't just serve on Sunday. Amen. We serve every day. So we have to have a personal relationship with God, just like we have with our children, our mate, you know, the people in our lives that is important that we talk to on the phone. We have to have a personal relationship with God too. Amen. Because he answers and he knows all things. So we really not supposed to do anything without our Heavenly Father being involved in it. Amen. And so do I have a growing desire to spend more time with God? So we need to put a little bit of time aside for God. I know we're busy. We're making our money. We're making moves. But you know what? God opened up doors to make things happen. So we got to make sure that we keep him included, because some doors can get closed. Some things can be more difficult. You'll have higher mountains to climb. So when we take God with us and pray on it and talk to him about that promotion that we want or the more money we want to bring into our lives, when we discuss this with him, he opened the doors. Amen. He opened the doors. He made things happen. He gave you that raise. We can't even get a raise without him having something to do with it. Were we worthy? Why were you turned down for the raise? But if you had to talk to God about the raise before you were doing your review with your supervisor or with HR, you would have got that raise. We got to remember always to keep God first. If we keep him first, we can't lose. Amen. We cannot lose. Am I spending appropriate time praying, reading, and meditating on the word? Why pray? Why pray? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must have account. He is all-powerful and does as he pleases with the power of heaven and the people on earth. So the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Amen. Number three, am I actively serving God? Am I interfering at church? Am I interfering at church? In other words, am I being involved in church? Am I praying regularly for the pastor? You have a pastor to pray for. You got a staff, okay? And you also have missionaries out there. If your church have missionaries and you have volunteers at your church, all these people at your church, you need to pray for, amen, in order to keep that circle of light with the Lord intact, to keep that church strong. We need to pray for them. Although they give the word and although they do different things inside the church, we still need to pray for our brothers and sisters and their positions and what they're doing in church so they can function at the best level possible to serve God. So we don't need to forget them when we pray. Let's pray for our church members and all the people that are involved in the church. Amen. That's very important in order to keep the church strong. So we have to continue to pray for one another. Am I seeking to make others feel welcome in my church? So that's when newcomers come to your church. You have ushers that meet them at the door. Do they make them feel comfortable? Do you guys have a class on how they should talk to the people that come to church that you may not think is presentable to come as a church? Amen. So maybe that's something that your church might want to look into. But if you guys have that all wrapped up, that's fine. But you always want to make people feel comfortable when they're coming to the church of God. Amen. Because they are coming to seek something. We never want to turn people away that's coming to the church, to the house of God. Sometimes we have members that say things they should not say to people. Okay, so I get it. Maybe they're not dressed appropriate. That's why a lot of churches have clothes that they have to give people right on the spot. They have a little room where they keep extra clothes. Maybe this brother needs a shirt, or maybe this sister needs a skirt to come in to be a little bit more presentable. We can offer that to them. And if they don't take it, that's fine. But we never want to turn them away from God. We do not want God saying, I had people coming. You had people coming to your church and you turned them away. Jesus has never turned anyone away. So we should never turn anyone from the church. Regardless of our personal feelings or what we think, we should never turn them away from church. But what we can do is maybe tell them that because they maybe not be dressed appropriate, and if they're too revealing, we could just show them, you know, how the ushers take them to their seat. We could show them where they can sit. And if they don't want to sit there, that's fine. Just pray for them. But that's what we can do to assist them. We don't want them walking away from Christ. That's the whole purpose of them coming to church. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are in compliance with that. And then you want to also remember, am I reaching out to those around me? We have people that are around us. They may not go to church, or they might not be into church or whatever, but what about when they're going through? Can you pray for them? You might say, oh, I'm going through something such and so, and then when they know that you go to church, oh, that's okay. Sometimes people don't want to talk to people that go to church because they don't want to hear about Christ. And that's only death to them, but it's life to us. But I'm saying when they're going through hardship, that is the only person we turn to. The only person we turn to is God, because that is life. Anything that we do without him is death. So that's the reason why a lot of people that are corner-minded in the world go through what they go through. They have no light in them. And in order for them to get through their situation, if they don't see a light at the end of the tunnel or into their situation, it's only going to get worser and worser. So we can always give a good word to them when we see them, speak to them, and if we see that they're going through something challenging and they look like they're going through something, or they look disheveled, or that something is on their mind, you can just ask them, are you okay, sister? Are you okay, brother? Are you having a good day? Can I pray for you? Or something like that. Oh, I'm going through something. My kids did this, or my kid is locked up. You know, everybody got a story. Somebody got a story somewhere. That's why they're going through something. So you just want to give them a good word. We as God's children always want to give a good word. That's what we are. We're doing our good deeds because we got good in us because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And without his righteousness and stuff, we would not be able to do these things. Amen. So we are his children, so we want to make sure that we use all our resources, amen, to help one another. Is there evidence of grace growing in my life? Again, remember, these are personal questions and only questions you can answer. Be truthful to yourself. You don't have to answer to anybody, but be truthful to yourself, because God wants to even know how you feel about these questions that I'm asking and how you can answer them. So is there evidence of grace growing in your life? Do I thank God every day for his love, grace, and mercy and saving me from what I deserve? Am I seeing evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in my life? which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Sometimes I'm guilty just like everybody else, okay? You remember, I always include myself. I never exclude myself, amen? I'm down here with you guys as well. So I don't put myself on a higher platform, that's what I'm saying. So love, joy, and peace. You know, I'm always praying for that. Love, joy, and peace. Patience, amen? Kindness. Sometimes we have to be kind even when we don't want to be kind, amen, because we don't want to put negativity on anyone else. So sometimes it's hard to be kind to rude people. But guess what? You know, that's a challenge for us. That's called what? Self-control. Somebody might say some ugly words to you or something that's not kind. You can also say something back, but you want to make sure you're not doing tap for tap. If they say something, that two wrongs don't make a right. So if they say something negative to you, you want to reciprocate with love or something that will blow their mind. And they'll be like, what's going on with this person? I just cursed them out. I just said something, and they said this. And I send you with love, sister. I send you with love, brother. So we always want to send something back positive. They can't fight that. They can't fight positivity. They can't fight love. When you show somebody who's angry, out of control, love, they can't fight that. They can just get mad and rage more and more. But really, they don't want you to see that you are breaking them down. And I don't care who they are, from the people on the street to the pimps to the drug lords to the prostitutes, whoever that is out there doing things, amen, that is not in God's will and God's way. When you show them love, they don't know what to do with it, so they're going to get even more angrier. You know what I'm saying? Because you showing them love. Ain't nobody showed them love. They don't even know what love is. So all they know how to do is strike out. All they know how to do is strike out and try to hurt or harm somebody else in their midst or in their atmosphere. And that's the reason why their atmosphere is low vibration, all the way at the bottom, because they are at the bottom. The people they're around are at the bottom. So what else are they going to do? There's no positivity. There's no light. There's no love. So only thing they know is to lash out and to hurt one another, harm one another, kill somebody, break in on somebody, rape somebody, touch little boys, little girls. All that is negativity. All that is low bottom vibrations. We are children of light. We are on higher vibrations because we have love. We have the joy. We have peace, patience. We have all the fruits of the Spirit that they have, do not have, because they're not walking with Christ. They don't even know who he is. So we are on a higher level than them. So no matter how they come at us or when we talk to them, if they lash out, we still going to show them love and we can keep it moving. We don't have to stop and stay there. We can just show them love and keep moving. But I'm telling you, all they know is anger and hate. And they're going to lash out again. They will call you names. They will do all that. But remember, Jesus said they did all that to him too. So just know that. But send them on their way with love. And all you have to do is keep moving. I'm not telling you to stay there and take the abuse. You just keep moving. Show them love and keep moving. But they will not understand you. They'll be like, they'll think about that later on. Why was she showing me all that love? I couldn't stand her. I didn't like her. Blah, 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 blah. You send it back to them because they've never had it. Amen. And God will work with them. Amen. Sooner or later, he will open up their eyes to something. Okay. Am I loving my family as I should? Are you loving your family as you should? Sometimes these are the most hardest people to love is our family. Because they are blood. They take us through trials and tribulations. They do things to hurt the family. You know, they take the family through a lot. The family try to come up with solutions. And if God ain't in it, they will lose every time. So they need to include God into whatever solution they're trying to come up with. Because prayer and love supersedes everything. I don't care what kind of spirit it is. Love will supersede all sins. Amen. So our family members will take us through a lot. and they'll do it and challenge us because we are family, because they feel you won't do anything to them. So they're going to hurt you the worst because they're the closest to you. So they're going to just do the worst and just hope you forgive them, and then they'll come back and do something silly again and ask you to forgive them and come back and do something silly. And you know you really don't have to put up with that nonsense. You can love them from a distance, and you can still love them and send them with love, but you don't have to always. You never have to put up with abuse. Amen. You never have to put up with that, even from a family member. So, husbands, are you loving your wives? Husbands, are you loving your wives like you should? You're supposed to love your wives like you love the church. That's written scripture. So you're supposed to love your wives. Amen. You might be one of the people that say, you know what, deep down inside, I don't want to say nothing to hurt my wife's feelings, but I'm kind of tired of this. Or you might say, you know, you might feel like sometimes giving up. But husbands, we just want you to hang in there. Or are you loving your wives? Stay in prayer. Pray with your wife. Find out what it is that's irking you about your wife so you could talk to her about it. Don't get so upset with her and do the opposite. That's like step out. Oh, I need a breath of fresh air. I need something new. I need to go mingle with other people. I need to, sure, as long as they are the body of Christ, but that don't mean step out on your wife and go out there to the world. You know, whatever she did is not that bad for you to want to step out into the world and do something that you'll have to go back and fix and regret later while you're hurting your wife. So, husbands, make sure that you take care of your wife's emotional needs as well as yours. Pay attention to what she needs, just like she's going to pay attention to what you need. Amen? So you don't want to put anyone on an emotional roller coaster, because it's more than one way to abuse people. You can abuse people physically. You can also abuse people mentally. You do not want to take people through mental anguish. No mind games. We're God's children. We don't play mind games. Those are people in the world. They play mind games with one another. But a child of God that is married, and you both of you guys are married, and you have your covenant with the Lord, there is no place for mind games. Amen? Because you're not supposed to have nothing but your spiritual mind working anyway. Every day, this body is supposed to be dying, and you're supposed to be increasing in your spirituality. So you don't have time for mind games. That's the reason why the world is messed up now. They have so many games, they can't even keep up with it themselves, and they're very unhappy. So just remember who you are and whose you are. So you want to make sure you stay on that track, amen? Wives, are you respecting your husband? You have to respect your husband. Remember, he is the head. Amen. He is the head of the home. And when we as women accept a man's proposal as a wife, we know the man that's looking for a wife knows the responsibility that he's taking on. Amen. He wants a healthy marriage. He wants a healthy lifestyle. He wants a wife that loves him. Amen. And that is also in spirit with him, because his spirit is with the Lord. So you want to make sure that you always are paying attention to the mental health. We don't do that abuse here. Not in God's family. In God's covenant, we don't play the mental abuse or the physical abuse. We do not do that here. Amen? Because we know better. So wives, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our husbands. We need to always be in a good space with our husband. If we find our husband is going through some things, because the bond that you have with your husband, you can feel when he's sick, when he's down and out, when something is troubling him. That's that bond. That's that spiritual bond you and him have, that the Lord said to become as one. So she can feel everything and he can feel everything. Because you guys are bonded together spiritually, and that's how it's supposed to be. So even if you did something you shouldn't supposed to be, your wife is going to know. She's going to know something is not right, just like you would know the same thing about her. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are taking care of each other's emotional needs, and we want to always be working from love and peace, patience, and kindness. And yes, everything does not always be like that. It's not peaches and cream every day. We know that. And we know that is not a reality for it to be like that. But we still can be civil towards one another. We can respect each other's space. But we still are man and wife. So take care of your husband's emotions. If he's going through something, you know, pray with him through it. Talk to him through it, because whenever he's going through, you're going through too. You guys are one, so it's no division. If it's division in there, that's where the divorce and all that stuff, because you didn't let the outside world come in. Amen? So we're going to go through trials and tribulations as husband and wives, but as long as we continue to be as one in mind and in spirit, amen, you can have 40, 50, 60, 70 years of marriage. Because let me tell you something, changing partners don't mean a thing. All that means is that person is pulling on more spiritual husbands and spiritual wives into themselves, you know, and harder for people to be with them. That's why a lot of people are single. A lot of single people have been through so many people, men and women. They have been through so many people, they can't even find love now. That's why it's hard for them to date. It's getting to the point where they don't even want a date. They can't even find a date because you done dated so many people, so many attachments from these people. How many people, I'm not judging anybody, but how many of these people have you slept with? Men, how many of these women have you laid up with? Women, how many of these men have you laid up with? Every time you lay up with a man or a woman that is not your husband or your wife, you're giving part of yourself away to them. And then you have nothing to give your husband or wife when you marry them. So stop playing yourself cheap and giving yourself away. If you're more older and more mature, you should know this by now. I know young people, they do it all day long. But older people, we got to wake up. We can't stay in high school forever. You have to come to a conclusion where you know what's better for you and your health. Stop playing those worldly games. And if you are in Christ, amen, and if you are seeking Christ, do the right thing, not only for yourself, but for your body and for your spirit. Because otherwise, you'll be just like the rest of the people in the world, confused, trying to find something that they will never attain, that will always elude them because they're not looking for it the right way. So they will be changing partners until they up out of here. You don't want to be a part of that. If you want to experience real love, then you have to do what's right. You got to make a decision, make a stand. Amen. We're going to keep it moving. All right. How about parents? Are you teaching your children the Bible and how to pray and how to please God? That's important. In your household, you run your household. You're the one that goes to work every day, putting food on the table, paying the bills. Do not let your children run you. If you're letting your children run you, then you should have been the child and you should have let your children be the adult. You are the adult. You make the sound decisions. Amen? I've seen it time and time again. Because you give your children everything does not mean that you love them. Let me say that again. Because you want to spoil your child and give them everything in the world, I have one child, and I do a lot for her, but I'm also very firm. I'm very firm with my child. You need to be firm with your child in your house. Do not let your child run your house. You are the adult. God made you the parent, so you can lead your children, amen, the way that they should go. Because believe it or not, you are their mentor that they look up to. They should not be looking up to rappers, singers, and all those people in the entertainment industry. They should be looking up to you. You are the breadwinner in your family. You're the one to go to work. You're the one to go to school for your degree. You're the one out there paying the bills. You're the one out there making it better for you and them, moving to a better neighborhood, looking to increase your income. You are doing that. You are the mentor, whether you believe it or not, because that's all they see is you in front of them, and this is what you're doing. So they will pick it up, but you have to also love them and give them a firm hand and guide them. And trust me, when they get older, they will thank you for it. But when you're too loose with your children and you allow them to tell you what to do and you want to fit in, I want to be the fit-in mom, I want to be the fit-in dad, you can love them, but you have to teach them. Children need boundaries. whether they tell you or not. The children didn't come with a book, but they need boundaries. And parents need to make sure they're doing a good job parenting. Because if you're doing a good job parenting and you have a firm hand with them, amen, then they will appreciate when they get older, my mom stayed on me, she didn't let me do this, or my dad said. It doesn't have to be a two-family, a husband and wife. It can just be a single father or a single mother. Just make sure you have a handle on your kids, because if you don't, they're going to con you with the mom and dad talk. Mom, come on, mom. Some things, yes, they're going to experience. We're going to let them go out and do things, but sometimes we have to have a firm hand in things. And so don't be slack when it comes to being a parent, because sometimes we have to let them know who is paying the bills and who's running the house. What you said goes. They do not run you. You are the parent. Remember, who's the parent? You are the parent. You making it possible for them. So don't let them run your house. Don't let them come in your house and smoke weed. Don't let them have boyfriends spending the night. Don't let them do things like that in your household. That's disrespecting you, and that's not being a man or a woman of God. So we want to make sure that we teach our children right. Amen. So let's continue. Children, are you honoring your parents? Well, I don't have any little children. Amen. But I know a lot of children are very disrespectful. I see it in public. I see that when they talk to their parents, I hear sometimes them calling each other bees, and this is parents, daughters, and cousins, and moms, and all of the other calling each other bees, and I'm just, wow, you know? But I'm just saying, are the children honoring their parents? And if they don't have any discipline in their household, I know they're not honoring their parents. They don't even know what that is. Amen. But we go pray for those that have children that do not have any control in their household, that they can't even show their children any control, because everything starts with the head. So if that's a single parent family, some parents say, I can't keep up with everything my kids do. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, really? So why did you want the kids? Children are a gift from God. They're not mistakes when you go to the club and lay up with people. Children are a gift. Just because you see others don't have any, you want to have a kid, and then when you have a kid, then you want to say, what you want me to do? Kill them? I can't do this. I can't. They tell you what they can't do. A child is not like a purse or clothes or labels, a trend. A child is a gift. So if you have children, you should be very, very happy that God blessed you to have fruit. It's some women that can't even have children, and you got children, and you don't have any control over your children. We go keep moving, because we're going to pray for people like that. Amen. A child is a gift. Remember that. A child is a gift of life from God. So if you have a child, then you just have to do like everybody else. You have to learn what is good to do for them and not let them run you, but you need to run your household. Amen. So you can show them the proper way to go. Because otherwise, if you have no control over your children, they will do what they want to. They will disrespect your house. And though you're their parent, they will disrespect you. Because the more rope that you give them, they will continue to pull and pull and pull and pull until, you know, you're like, I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what to do with her. Because you didn't give all your power to a child. So don't give your power away as a parent. Amen. Let's go on. Do you love your neighbor? Now, we know we have some neighbors. I've seen on television, we do have neighbors next door that are the neighbors from hell. They come out and say, your dog is over here, or you might be complaining about their dog is messing with the fence or digging a hole, trying to come up under the fence, or their fence is on your property. And your eyes ready to go to blows, or you go to court, and then you're going back and forth. Do you have neighbors from hell? Sometimes we can have neighbors from hell. If you have a neighbor from hell, this is time for you to get ready to put on your spiritual eyes and ears and go talk to the Lord. Amen. And you tell them about your neighbor next door. And in the meantime, while the Lord is hearing your request, you be as nice as possible, even though they're going to be nasty. Again, here we go with that nasty attitude, because guess what? You guys don't like each other. Maybe I'm not saying you don't like them. Maybe they don't like you. So their kid's going to do everything negative. They go put stuff in front of your driveway. They go do this. They're going to do anything to ruffle your feathers. These are the neighbors from hell. And they even have shows on TV showing people like this. Amen. It's hard to love people like that, isn't it? It really is. But guess what? You love them anyway, because guess what? Because the word says you're supposed to love them and send them love anyway. Because you know what that love is going to do? That love is going to hit them and turn them around. And you like, how can the word turn them around? Because it's love. Love supersedes all sin. That neighbor ain't doing nothing but sinning and adding more sin and more problems to the situation. So you going to send love back in return. And it might take a minute, but with the word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will completely vanquish all that. And I can't give you a time frame. It depends on the energy that you put into your prayer and how consistent that you are. So if you got a neighbor from hell or somebody that continues to be a thorn in your side, just pray about it. Take it to God and keep going. I'm telling you, you will get rid of that problem. Some problems are more stubborn than others, and this might be one of them. One day you might look up and find out that they're getting ready to move. You might say, I've been praying on them people for about 2 years. Okay, well, you wasn't putting a lot of energy into it. That's why it took 2 years. But if you put some energy in it and continue to go to the throne of God, God will resolve that problem. If it's really bothering you, God will resolve that problem. But remember, you got to put faith, you got to believe, and you got to know that they are getting ready to stop. Remember, when you pray and ask God for anything, you have to make sure you're clear. You got to ask for forgiveness and everything else before you go into asking God to relieve you of some type of problem or some type of situation. Make sure that everything is unblocked so your prayers can get through. God hear you. Boom. It's going to happen. These people are moving, or boom, they're quiet. God has quieted them down completely. Now when they see you, they just look at you. They might not even speak. They might just look at you. But God will remedify the problem. He will deal with it. You just got to believe it. You can't just use your mouth. You got to also believe it and receive it. It's called faith. And you call faith out. And you tell faith like I do. Faith, go to work. That's what I tell faith. I put in my strong prayer and I say, now faith, go to work. You can do the same thing. Are you forgiving others? I just mentioned that we are supposed to forgive each other for when someone does something to you wrong. Sometimes I know it's hard for us. Sometimes we hold on to things for years. And you know what that does? It only turns into a disease inside your body. It could be arthritis. It could be cancer. It could be dementia. All this is because you're holding on to a grudge that's been 5, 10, 20 years old. Let it go. Let it go. Let it flow. Let it go and let God. That's what you do. So your body won't harbor this thing that you have for somebody you hate. Oh, I can't stand Mr. Jones because he had something to do with my nephew dying. I know he set him up. Yes, it's hard for us to forgive people for some things. Some things are unforgivable. I hear what you're saying, but God says we have to. So who are we? By us harboring it is not going to help us. Mr. Jones has gone about his business. You still harboring something from 5, 10, 20 years ago. Let it go. Because guess who's being hurt? You. Guess who later on got a disease in their body? You. Mr. Jones gone about his business. He ain't even thinking about it no more. You still harboring some old feelings. If it's in the past, the Bible says, what's in the past, leave in the past. So leave that stuff in the past. Don't let that stuff slide off of you. Don't accept anything into your spirit. Amen, that you do not want to work on and get out of your spirit. What did God say? Don't put anything before you that shouldn't be in you. So do not harbor, no matter how mad somebody piss you off. And I tell y'all all the time, sometimes I get mad as hell. But you know what? God said, you could be mad, but don't sin. So I think about that. When I get mad as hell at something or situation or somebody, then I say, yep, I could be mad, but I can't sin. So you know what I got to do? I got to let it go. And then I say, thank you, Lord. That scripture comes right to me every time that I get mad as hell about anything. If I get to that point, then that scripture come up. It's okay to be mad, but don't sin. It's the only thing I can do. Thank you, Lord, for putting this before me. Thank you. I keep it in my spirit. Amen. Because that helps me to stay healthy. That helps me to forgive. That helps me to move on. That helps me not to have hang-ups. So we need to do that ourselves so we can stay healthy. The body can stay healthy. The mind stay healthy. That person is not worth all the energy you're giving to. You're giving all that energy to somebody. Give that energy to something positive, to the light, to something that you want to work on in the future, something that you see that's bright and forthcoming in the future. Don't be giving all that energy to something negative. So let's move on. Is there anyone among your family, friends, neighbor, or coworkers that I refuse to forgive? Is there anyone that you refuse to forgive? Because I know some people say, that's unforgivable. I'm not going to ever forgive them. I don't care what nobody say. I ain't going to forgive them. Okay, but guess what? It's only going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt me. I'm talking to you, and I want you to let it go. But if you don't let it go, I can't. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I can't make you do anything. I could just pray for you. But if you want to harbor that thing that is going to that is going to hurt you, that is going to hurt your spirit, hurt your future, hold you back, if you want to give that thing life and energy, then be my guest, because I know better. And children of God should know better too. That's the reason why God tells us to forgive. So we have to forgive people. We have to. Amen. Do I fully trust that God has forgiven my sins? Yes, we fully trust God and his word. He said he has forgiven our sins. Amen. So we're going to go with his word. We believe everything he say, and I hang my faith upon every one of his promises, because I know they can't go back to him void. So I tell the Lord, I talk to him, I say, this is your word, this is what you promised me, this is what you told me. You told me to try you at it, test you at it, blah, blah, blah. I give him his word back, and he has to answer. He has to, because he's God. He didn't want to put it in the universe for me. So he's going to do something, amen? So we're going to fully trust God at his word. Has God forgiven, like I said, do we fully trust that God has forgiven our sins? He said he has. So we're going to go with his word that he says he has forgiven our sins. Amen. Am I growing in fellowship with other believers? That's very important. Are you growing in fellowship with other believers? I know sometimes churches have cliques. Don't tell me they don't exist, because I know for a fact that they do. We get in the church and we click up with these people. We click up with that people. Okay, that's fine. But one thing we need to remember, when we go to church, we go to fellowship with everybody. Amen. So there should be no stranger in church when we go in there to fellowship, amen, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There should be no hang-ups. Even though I've never met you before, never seen you, I got a great big smile for you. How you doing? My name is Sister Alexandra. Nice to meet you. And, you know, then you might go into a conversation, introduce yourself, and might ask me how long I've been here. Do I live in the neighborhood? So one conversation could lead to another. Amen. And so you want, no one should be a stranger. You may not have met that person in your church, but no one should be a stranger. You should always have a beautiful smile, a beautiful attitude to anyone in the church. And remember, we don't care if some of those people in church don't say nothing back, because we know that just tells us more about that person. If you say something to that person and they ignore you or try to act like they better than, honey, you already know what time it is. You are a child of God. You can see right through that. So you just keep being you. Don't let people change you. Don't let the world change you. God is molding you the way you're supposed to be with him. Don't let the people in the world change you. Amen. And then, do you have a person, okay, have I personally witnessed to anyone in the past year? Have you witnessed to anyone in the past year? Have you shared the word of God with anyone? I know some people don't want to hear it. Then some people will listen for a minute, you know. And so what you have to do is you have to be brief and you have to be quick with it. Because some people, they'll talk to you about God, but they're not going to stand up there and listen 5 or 10 minutes. So whatever it is that you want to tell them about the Lord at that time, you can find a scripture or a script that you want to say that's not that long to share the word of God with them, or to invite them to your church, or to witness them how good God is. And you can ask them about the gospel. You know, some churches have little cards that they have, and they have their members when they go out and go door to door. What they call the kids when they go door to door and they do that? When they go out and fellowship with the people, what they call it? Witnessing? Yeah, when they call it witnessing, they're going out fellowship, and the church will send members out, the volunteers, to go witness from door to door. Amen. So we just want to know, have you witnessed to anyone in the past year? So you just want to let, you know, have a brief conversation. It doesn't have to be long. Again, it does not have to be long. You know what I'm saying? Just sweet, short and sweet, and say amen. And then, you know, you just keep it moving, you know? Okay. What about in your neighborhood? Have you witnessed anyone in your neighborhood? Or what about in your workplace? I know the most jobs do not want you saying anything about church on the job. I get it. But if you ever meet them outside the job, you can say whatever you want to. Amen. If y'all all leaving together, if you want to say something, if they say they was going through a problem or issue or something, they told you about it, when you step outside, you can say, well, girl, I hear what you're going through, but you know what? The best thing to do is to pray about it. So why don't you join us sometimes? You know, you can tell them about your church or whatever it is, you know, or let me pray with you for a minute. You know, you come and then you can tell them a little bit about Jesus Christ. You know, God loves you. He went on the cross. Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went on the cross for this and that. You can witness to him. That's witnessing right quick right there, and then letting them know about the gospel. Then you can be done with that. Just that quick. They'll listen, because right now they broken. They going through something. Something has their mind all tied up. So by you coming, they're gonna say, wow, I'm going through this, and she came right in time because I'm going through something with my boyfriend. It's usually they going through something with their boyfriends. Amen. So am I prepared to share my testimony? And that's what I would like more. I would like to see more of that on the salt of the earth, because I know God is blessing. God is blessing left and right. So I would love to see more testimony on the salt of the earth with you guys, because you know God is blessing you. You just don't want to talk. But that's okay, because, you know, when you share your testimony, you get other people to open up and share their testimony. So you want to make sure that you when you share your testimony, that opens up a door for someone else who's been sitting on there and probably say, well, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and share mine. Because God is good. God wants you to share your testimony with other people so other people know that he's out here doing things. He's working in your life, and maybe you are a blessing to somebody else's life. He wants to hear the testimony. We don't have any testimonies to hide, or we want to keep to ourselves. That's the goodness of God. Why don't we want to share? We want to share. Amen. So we want to share the gospel. Amen. So that is our spiritual checkup. Again, all these things, some of these questions I asked you are personal. Only you can answer them, and you need to be truthful with yourself. So all we need to do is just tweak what we need to tweak and continue on our path. Amen. Because that is very important. Our spiritual checkup, we need to do a spiritual checkup at least once a year. Amen? We don't want to be blindsided. We don't want to be just going out here in the blind, you know, not know where we are, where we're going. So we always want to do our spiritual checkup to make sure we are still on our path. Amen. To heaven. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to open up the floor, any prayer requests or prayer reports at this time, because God is good. I just told you God is good, and he's always working.
Okay, hi, this is Sister Alexandra. This is Sister Kendra, sorry. And I'm just keeping your prayers for my healing and my financials, and that's it.
Amen, amen. Go ahead. Anyone else? Anyone else that needs a prayer report a prayer request. Amen. God is good.
God is good all the time. Hello?
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. I just want to thank the Lord. He's brought me through another week. He's made a way where there was no way. I came down with COVID, believe it or not.
Okay.
I went to the doctor for one thing, and they took a COVID test just for precaution. And the COVID test came back positive after I went to work Monday. I got the results late Monday night. And they said, oh, you went to work? Yeah, you didn't tell me that I had COVID. I wasn't there for COVID. The doctor didn't think I had COVID. But they said I had COVID. So, but thankfully, there's no reports of anybody else at the job with anything. But I ain't never around nobody, which was one of the questions, because I said, when I'm home, I'm virtually by myself. Only lately my daughter, my grandson was here, and they fine. And at the job, I ain't really around nobody because I'm in the truck by myself, except for in the morning, there is contact with other people. But we're not really that close because, you know, we all talk to each other from a distance and going different ways. And the one person who gets me in my assignments, he said he did feel sick, had like a cold, but he took a COVID test and he's okay. So I'm thankful I didn't spread it to anybody. It's a question about where I got it, though. But, you know, I thank the Lord I didn't have nothing but cold symptoms.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother, Darrell. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. Anything else, brother Darrell?
Yeah, all my kids are healthy. Nothing but good reports coming from my sons and their kids. And I might have another grandkid on the way, glory to God. And, I mean, hey, I'm just thankful.
Amen. 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 Look at God. I told you, he's always moving. Amen. God is always moving. Prayers go up and what? Blessings come down.
Blessings come
Amen.
Down.
Amen. Blessings come down. It's always somebody praying around the clock, 24/7, nonstop. Always. Somebody is always somewhere praying around the world. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else have a prayer report? Or a prayer request. Praise report or prayer request. Amen.
Amen, amen. This is Elder Prevost. Praise God. Thank God for life, health, and strength on the day. Amen. And I got a testimony. Amen. Praise God. A lot of y'all know me and my wife have been staying in a hotel since August. Bless the name of the Lord, but we haven't paid rent since November. Praise God. And I got an email from my social worker, praise God, and she said in 8 weeks I need to find a house or an apartment, and they're gonna pay the application fee and a deposit for all that. So I just thank God for every move that he's making.
Amen. Look at God. Look at God.
No matter what it looks like. And I just thank God.
Amen. Look at that blessing right there. Amen, Brother Prevost. Look at God. Didn't I tell you God wasn't through with you yet? Because you didn't get into details. Amen. But I knew God wasn't through with you yet. And he still ain't through with you. He still ain't through with you. Amen. I'm going to keep praying for you. He ain't through with you
Amen.
Yet, Brother Prevost. You going to have more to come on here and tell. You going to have more testimonies to come and tell. I'm just going to wait on the report because I know he got something in store for you. I will show something, but I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to blow it. Okay? That's God's gift to you. Amen. I don't want to talk too much. Amen. But he got something in store for you. It's on its way. Just continue
Amen.
In prayer. Just continue. Amen.
Amen.
And I am so happy for you. I'm so happy. Look at God. You stayed diligent. You stayed in the word, and you continued. And you continue on, Brother Prevost. May you be blessed in many ways, okay? You are blessed coming in. You are blessed coming out. Amen. You are a blessing. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Yes, this is Sister Paige.
Hey, Sister Paige.
Hey, Sister Alexander.
Thank you today. Girl right here, Sister Paige. Amen. Hey, man, this is my prayer, Sister, right here. I love her to death. Amen. Can't wait to see you. Amen.
Amen. Okay. I went to see the cancer doctor yesterday. And he told me, he said, you don't have to worry about it coming back because it's been 11 years now. I had never seen it come back, after so many years. So I just praise God. I wasn't scared to go to get, just continue for my health, get checkups and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay. So I thank God, it was reassuring, that it's not coming back. He'd been doctor for a long time, and he had never known it came back after so many years. So that's my first report for the day that I don't have to worry about that cancer anymore anyway. So I praise God I'm here from all cancer, but that one, okay. But I just thank God. So there's my praise report for today.
Amen. That's good news. I love to hear good news. Amen, amen, amen. I told you God is always working. I tell you, like that man said on The Wizard of Oz, don't nobody bring me no bad news. No bad news, because we have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can turn any situation around with prayer. With prayer. We receive it. We believe it. Amen. We put it in our spirit, and we tell faith. What faith? Go to work. Amen. Just the faith. Amen. Anyone else? I heard someone on the line saying something. Does someone have something to say? Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bless the prayer line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every one on the prayer line. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Amen. I thank you for the me today on the spiritual checkup. Amen. Amen. So each one can answer their questions. Amen, Lord. And they will be truthful within themselves. The only thing we can do is improve on what we're doing. Amen. And stay in the word and continue on our journey and our walk. Amen. So Father God, thank you for everything. You are so loving and kind. We are thankful and we are grateful for everything that you have done for us and will do for us in the future. We are thankful. We are grateful. We are just loving everything. We ask that you keep the hedge of protection around us, keep the blood of Jesus on us. We ask that you touch us from the top of our head to the tip of our toes. Keep us in good mental health. Keep us in good body health. Amen. Watch over us while we are going through this transition of a new COVID. I ask that you bless each and every one on the line, Lord, and keep them healthy with the word of God, your promise. Amen. Keep every member healthy, Lord. Amen. And keep that COVID, whatever it is, whether it's man-made or not, that is not something that we as the children of God will accept in the name of Jesus, because it is not something I believe that you want for us. You want us in good health. Amen. And in good mental health and in good bodily strength. So I ask that you continue to pray, to take care of us, and to also just bless us, Lord. Just bless us. Bless our family. Bless our husband and wives. Bless our children, our grandchildren. We extend the hand of friendship, family members, and outside friends. We ask that you bless them, Lord, and answer our prayers when we come to you about anything, Lord. That relationship with you, we want to continue to keep that relationship flourishing. Amen, because that's very important. And we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. and we can't thank you enough. But we know that we are your children. We know who we are and whose we are. And we continue, I continue to bless this line with that we are all a blessing. We are walking in blessings. We are a blessing. We are a blessing to someone. We're blessed going in. We're blessed coming out. Amen. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Because we know whose we are and who we are. We are blessed. We are walking in blessings. Amen. And there is nothing. We have no fear. Here on the salt of the earth, we have no fear of anything that is not of your spirit. Amen. Because we have the tools. Amen. We have the tools and we have you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit. We have you. Amen. To guide us, direct us, and our Heavenly Father will take care of us. Amen. We are his people. Amen. So I thank everyone for coming on the line. Oh, and I just wanted to mention something about the prayer pot. We are announcing that the prayer pot has been given to the winner. The winner this month was Warren Moss. He received this prayer pot. Amen. The month before, Judy McCullen, she received hers. Before Judy McCullen, it was me, Alexandra Cole. And we have two more blessed people that are on the line that will be blessed coming next month, May and June. We are on track. Amen. Lord, we are on track. And everyone has been blessed with more than what they have put in. Amen. They have gotten back 4 to 5 times the amount that they have put in. Amen. So we want to keep on blessing each other because, again, this comes up when people need it the most. And your blessing is on the way. So we got two more people, amen, in the prayer circle that will be blessed. Your blessing is coming up, amen. And God is always there to make sure that everything is going as it's supposed to. So again, the prayer pot has been given to the winner, amen. And they have been blessed, amen, this month with their prayer pot money, amen. Don't spend it all in one place. And God bless you. God bless you for that. Amen. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about, let me go ahead and close it out. And for those that want to stay on the line and hear the announcement that I'm going to make, I am so excited. But here we go. So we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ. And with the hedge of protection until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time, amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. For those of you that want to be dismissed, you can be dismissed at this time. Amen. For the rest of you that want to listen to the announcement, okay, here we go. Okay, y'all, listen to this. Next month, next week will be the first, I do believe next week will be the first week of May. So our first Friday, the month of May, is called the Love Call. Sister Alexandra has put it all together for you. We're going to have a good old time. So make sure y'all here every Friday for the month of May. 4 weeks of love. We are just going to be bursting out of the seams with love, let me tell you. So you make sure you here to get you some of that. Okay, to keep you powered up in love and keep you going. You make sure you come and get some of that. Whether you're single or whether you're married, you come and get some of this love because God has more than enough to go around, and I want you to come and bathe in it because I'm telling you, we're going to have a good old time. We are going to do the love call for the single men and women out here who are looking for a mate. Stop going into the world looking for your mate in these carnal-minded people. Because they're not going to balance with you. They're not like you if you are serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I put together a program for those that are in Christ, and we're doing the love call. So the men and the women are both going to come on here, and we're going to do prayer. We're going to have love songs. Amen. We're going to talk. It is going to be a good time. So here is going to be no judging because we're going to be doing love stuff. okay? So just make sure that you tune in, and I want you to bring your pen and your paper because we are going to write down your ideal mate. Men, you're going to write down your ideal woman. Women, you're going to write down your ideal man, and we're going to write this down because you keep missing the person that you really want. So we're going to put this paper down. We're going to put this down on paper, and we're going to call your mate to you, okay? We're not going to give them a face. We're not calling famous people, but we're going to call your mate to you, okay? So make sure that you're here for the 4 weeks. I'm telling you, you have never experienced anything like this. And before we can love somebody and make room in our life for somebody, guess what we got to do? The first week, we will start the love call, but we're going to do some unblocking. We go unblock this heart. We go unblock this mind so we can receive that person. And that person can see you and receive you as well. So we're going to do some unblocking the first 30 minutes. And the last 30 minutes, we're going to get this love call started. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and put in the description of who we want and how we're going to go about doing it. So make sure you tell everyone about it. Like I said, you ain't never seen this before. So make sure that you tune in and tell all your single friends who are interested in getting someone, the ideal person that they want. You'll have more. Let me tell you, it's guaranteed to work if you listen. Listen and follow. It's guaranteed to work. You will be coming back telling me. And for couples, more love in your relationship with your husband and with your wife. You're going to be more sweeter. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you tune in. Not saying that you're not sweet already. You know you're already sweet. You just might want to add some more sugar to it. That's all. Some more sweetness to it. So other than that, make sure that you guys tune in. Again, we're going to have a good old time. We're not here to judge. We're here to experience what? Love. Because some of us really have never experienced love. Some of us, some of us have been in infatuation, believe it or not. We infatuated with a person, amen, because of the way they look or something like that. So for those that are married, you are with your partner, amen, and we just going to make it greater for you. For those that are single that are looking for your partner, okay, we got to do a little cleaning up. That's why we go unblock that heart and unblock that mind, and we're going to be talking, amen. And so we're going to talk the first 30 minutes to get everything cleared up. So we can make room for that person that you want in your life. And we're going to get somebody as close to the ideal person that you want, okay? So make sure you bring pen and paper next Friday. And you come on in here and you get this love. We're going to get this love Jones going. This love language, spiritual love language that you have never seen before. Amen. So just make sure you guys hear every Friday, the month of May. And we're going to put all this love in on you guys. And you will have some results. What is that, Kendra? What you said? What is that slogan that we said? It's guaranteed. What is it? Your success is absolutely guaranteed if you follow my steps. Your success, let me say it again, your success is absolutely guaranteed if you come in here and get some love and follow my steps. Amen. So get ready next Friday because it is on and popping, as y'all say in the world. It is on and popping. So we're going to be doing some loving and some sharing and having a good old time. So come on back. And again, everything is still under the covenant of God. And this is just love. I'm giving it to you where you guys can understand it better and then where you can experience real love and not infatuation. Amen. So I want you guys, that's what I wanted to tell you guys. I am so excited. I can't wait to start. Make sure you guys are here on time. I don't want you to miss anything because I won't be able to go over the directions again. So make sure you're here on time so you can hear everything that you need to do so we can make sure that you're ready and successful. If you come in late, you're going to miss some of it. And I don't want you guys to miss anything because the first one is very important because we are going to set the stage. The first one, we are setting the stage. Amen. So that was my information to you guys. Thank you guys for coming. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week when we get this love thing started. Be ready. Because you know that love supersedes all sin. Amen. So I want to send you guys, and I want to send you guys nothing but love, because we walk in love, and guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it, but come back and get some more. Amen. And go in love and not in pieces. Amen. I love you guys. I can't wait till next Friday. You guys be on time, because I'm telling you, the first one, I don't even want to just tell you about it a little bit, but love is love, okay? Just come on here and get some love. And this is going to be the opening of the love, okay? The opening of the heart and unblocking it so we can get started, amen? And the words are very important to these love songs. Okay, the words are very important to these love songs. Okay, so you guys just keep on coming back so we can have a good old time. And this, if you know, if you do like I say, I'm telling you, I was working on this for you guys, and I start having men coming to my DM. I'm like, where is this person coming from? You know, all of a sudden, all these people requesting to be my friends, and most of them men. I'm like, I'm doing this, putting this together for the prayer line, and it's working. I'm doing this, guys, this stuff for you guys, and it's working. I'm like, I'm not interested, you know, but they all up in my Facebook page requesting, and I'm like, where's all this coming from? It didn't start happening until I started putting together this love call. So I'm telling you, your success is absolutely guaranteed if you follow my steps. So make sure you're here all the month of May, every Friday. Make sure you're here if you're looking for a significant other or someone that you could share a conversation with to see if it's something even there, okay? So let's do that. Amen. You guys have a great weekend. I love you, and I want you to have a great weekend until next Friday. And until I see you again, may God be with you. May the blood of Jesus cover you and protect you going in and going out. And remember, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed. You are the head and not the tail. Amen. And I love you guys all. Have a great weekend. Until next Friday, I see you guys real soon. Amen.
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 Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it. I'm like David about to dance on my clothes. Why? Because I know I've been shown. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent, so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live, and the only thing we giving is deliverance. Yeah. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man, this spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
This
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like daisies. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.